Welcome to Small Business Spoonfuls Podcast, a laid-back discussion of the serious HR topics and trends of today. Sponsored by helpdeskforhr.com.
Hey everybody, Mason here. Before we get into today's show, I wanted to just drop in and say that these shows were recorded on Facebook Lives we've done for our Facebook groups that we thought would translate really great to this show. So I just wanted to put that out there in case there's any confusion. Doing the Facebook Lives is a great way to put out some live content to interact directly with our listeners or watchers. And then also we're able to release it here to keep this channel open. So we are back, and you can usually look out for these episodes to drop twice a week to provide you that much more content. So I hope everyone enjoys the content coming, and I'm going to go ahead and send it over to Lisa and Aaron for this episode.
Okay, perfect. So thanks for everybody to everybody for joining us live today. My name's Aaron. I am the social media manager here at helpdeskforhr.com. And with me today, I've got Lisa Smith. She is our CEO, and she's also our SPHR, PHR, SCP, EEOC, ABCDEFG. Individual. she holds all of the credentials that make our company work. She's been a HR lady for nigh on 20 years now. And so we're gonna go over a little topic of the day here about employment law. And you'll also see, I guess you can't see Mason. He's behind the scenes over here. He's doing our tech support. But if you see if you hear a little voice pop in there, that's very smooth. That's Mason popping in on tech. So, anyways, I will take it over, Lisa. I just wanted to introduce you.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron. Yeah. So today, this is like one of the first videos we're doing like this, and we're going to try to be popping in more and more with these types of interactions, because one thing that we've seen with COVID is that mental health honestly has, you know, been greatly affected for everyone, it seems like. And our employees are starting to show some wear and tear. We as HR folks are showing a lot of wear and tear on certain days when things are harder than normal. But here at Help Desk for HR, you know, we take unlimited support questions from our members. And so they can email us as many times as they want to every day, every month, every year. And we don't put a limit on it. And we're starting to see more and more of this particular question coming in. So I personally have experienced this. I think Aaron may have a history with this too, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk to you about what we're seeing from our members. And that is the question that comes in where an employer will write and say, today we got an anonymous phone call. Today we got an anonymous email or a post on our reviews page, or maybe it's not anonymous. Usually it is. But they're saying that XYZ employee, let's just call them Bob or Sally, is a drug addict, a child abuser, is having an affair with the boss, his wife, is, you know, doing 10 different things. And at the end of the day, you know, what do we do? And the one thing that really kind of made me want to do this topic is that when the employer writes me with this question, 9 times out of 10, they're so alarmed and so floored. And of course, they're wanting to protect the company, which is our number one job in HR, that the question becomes, should we fire them? Can we drag past them? You know, what do we do? And you know, and having a history with this, because I have an ex-husband, and he actually reached out to my boss at the time that I was using to support my kids after having to leave him because he was a wife and child beater. He reached out to my family or to my boss and said, hey, Lisa is a child abuser. Lisa has cheated on me multiple times. Lisa is joining a cult. Lisa, and he just like gave all of this random, weird, untrue information. And I am very thankful that my boss then reached out to me and said, Lisa, we've had this report. Now, I'm not saying we believe any of this, but what I am saying is I think you should understand what's being said. You should be aware of this. And if there's anything that you want to talk about, I'm here. But you know, you have a great record with our company and you do a great job for us. So I'm just going to assume that this is some sort of revenge and we're going to move on unless there's something you want to talk about. And I was so thankful to have that reaction instead of, what do we do? Do we background check or do we fire? Or do we drug test or do we, you know, like, you know, really? And yeah. It worries me. It worries me.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of thing, it's nuts because I like you said, there's this like gut check reaction from employers that it's like that you want to protect the company, but you cannot rubber band. You cannot freak out so hard. I had a very similar experience. The last company that I was at before I came here to work with y'all, I was in marketing sales, or, you know, selling, you know, marketing services basically. And I had somebody call, it was a female, and they said they were my family member, and they told HR, they're like, just so you know, by the way, this guy lied on his application. He never graduated high school. And I was like, okay. So the HR called me and they were like, hey, by the way, you know, is this true? What happened? And I told them, I'm like, I was homeschooled, you know, I can have my mom sign something because she was the one who homeschooled me. And, you know, I can have, you know, I can send paperwork in, etc. And they were like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We just wanted to tell you what happened in case some sort of family drama is going on. And they had already talked to my boss, and my boss is like, even if he didn't, I don't care because he's such a fantastic employee. He does such a good job. And I'm not tooting my own here, tooting my own horn. This is what they said to me. You know, they were just happy that you know, I was doing a good job anyways. So they're like, we don't care if he did or didn't because he's a good employee. We're not just going to get rid of him just because of this. And, you know, I was making the company money. Who cares? That's in sales. At the end of the day, that's all they care about. So yeah, it's one of those things, you know, like you said, Lise, it's like, yeah, I mean, if somebody calls in and, you know, you have and they say, yeah, this employee's a drug addict and the employee's been acting super sketchy and hasn't been showing up to work and has been, you know, either they're late or they're missing days, then, you know, maybe yes, you know, bring it up as a situation. But if they're a model employee or at least a solid employee, what are you worried about?
Yeah, you know, and thanks for sharing that because, you know, this is happening. This happens more and more. And this is something that clearly has happened to us. We have a comment here where Sarah says, I've had that happen. My own brother tried to get me fired mm-hmm. from an employer. I mean, you know, so like
crazy.
Yeah. And we don't know. And I will tell you, employers that are out there listening to this, like really and truly 9 times out of 10, when this call comes in, whether it's anonymous or not, it's usually going to be anonymous because honestly, they're too big of chickens to give their actual identity. Yeah. But like my ex-husband, he felt like being my former spouse was a credible position to be in, to be able to be believed because I know my ex-wife and I know what she's capable of, you know, like he felt like yeah. he was just a big dummy anyway, but like sometimes people, still you is. Know, will come in anonymous or not. It doesn't matter. This is normally about revenge. And I told one of our employers, I said, okay, so this person, you know, wrote in and said, or called in and said, your employee is a child abuser and a drug addict is what this particular one said. And I told that employer who was freaking out, I said, if you really had an employee who was a drug addict and a child abuser, you would, number one, probably know because you would notice impairment. The child abuse, you might not know, but you would notice hot temper. You would notice impairment. You would notice sluggish speech or like really, you know, off the wall behavior, depending upon what kind of drug they were on. And if that person was sincere, instead of contacting you anonymously, the employer, they would be contacting Child Protective Services. Think about that.
Absolutely.
Contacting an employer, what's the motive there? To get the person fired. Mm-hmm. If you really care about the health and safety of an individual or a child or whatever the case is, you will contact Child Protective Services or you will call the police or you will do Absolutely. Something that is going to generate some level of protection. The motive for contacting an employer is to get them fired.
Absolutely. And even like with the drug stuff, sometimes, you can skate on thin ice, you know, asking somebody to submit to a drug test. Cause like for me, you know, with my Tourette's, I'm super twitchy and can be very erratic and will say things out of order, like I did at the beginning of this live, and things just get jumbled up in my head. And like I said, you know, I'm like sitting here twitching around and you can't see my ears twitching because I have my headphones on, but somebody might look at me and be like, that dude might have had a little bit of coke before he came into work today or something like that. You know, you never know what somebody's going to think. It can definitely, you know, you can definitely kind of, you know, get into some ticky-tacky situations when it comes to questioning an employee about this kind of thing.
And I like that you brought that up. Thanks for sharing about your medical history, because like as an employer, I'm not allowed to ask you those questions. You know, if you can do the job, it doesn't matter if you twitch or anything, you know, like none of that matters. And so let's say I get a call or an email that says, hey, you know, Aaron's doing drugs. And I go, well, he does twitch a lot. And now if I hold that against you without like doing a full investigation, and I just freak out and decide that you're on drugs because I've seen you twitch. Now I'm violating the ADA for one big thing, you know, I'm discriminating against someone with a disability under the law.
If you want to do that, by the way, I'm fine. Cause I'll retire on the paycheck I get from the court. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have that money first. Okay. So that's a whole other video that we'll do later. I mean, really and truly, like, I hope that the folks who are listening to this, you know, today, and by the way, thanks for tuning in and listening to this. I want you to add it in the comments. You know, what has your company gone through when it comes to something similar to this? Maybe it's this exact situation, but, you know, write us, you know, tell us your story, because when we share our stories about this stuff, it helps. When it happens to us, it helps us to be like, okay, I don't need to jump and do a, you know, knee jerk reaction or, you know, something like that. And if you have a good employee, like you said, Aaron, you know, good employee who makes you money and, you know, who shows up and does the thing and that you're paying them to do, then just because you get an anonymous phone call from a big chicken that says XYZ is happening, mm-hmm. Does that mean that we should automatically go demonize the worker when it probably is just revenge? And, you know, there could even be a foundation of truth there that someone has taken and blown up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, maybe we have an employee that did smoke a joint on the weekend. And so that person's going to be like, I'm going to use that and say they're a drug addict because there was like a small element of something related that they could use. But that doesn't mean that you have an employee who's a drug addict. And P.S., if an employee smokes pot on the weekend and it doesn't affect their job performance, it's none of your business as an employer, you know.
That's true.
And so, I mean, we have a lot to consider here before we just start like flying off the handle.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So I think that that's just, you know, thanks for commenting, Sarah. Thanks for, you know, everyone else tuning in today, because I really feel like this is a hot topic and it's something that's going to continue. And especially as people are more stressed and are going through job losses and changes, you know, we're seeing this. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at the news right now with the pandemic and people, yeah, things are starting to kind of loosen up. But now that people are kind of out in public and in the wild, I've seen a shooting every day, you know, and I mean, not work related, but still, I mean, you know, that people are pent up and it's coming out in an aggressive manner in a lot of different ways. This is one of those situations, you know, people's mental health is being seriously affected and it's, you know, it's coming out in an aggressive manner. And it's a shame, you know, I mean, the divorce rates have never been higher since the pandemic started. And, you know, mental health and like addictive issues have never been higher since the pandemic started. And, unfortunately it's not over yet. So, you know, we as employers really need to be in the mindset or in that mindset. We can't, you know, we can't rely on the last, you know, however many years of experience we have managing people just solely. We really have to adapt to the idea that things are a lot different than they used to be right now.
Yeah. And the other thing to think about, if someone is willing to take step one and reach out with a call or an email or something like that, you know, I don't know that there will be a step two or a step three, but it's something employers should be on alert for, because what would the next step be? To come to your place of employment. You know, so this is where it's important that we have good, solid workplace violence plans and protocols in place. And everyone on the front lines knows what to do if someone is acting sketchy or weird or angry or, you know, all of these triggers, and, you know, get some training. Like, we can't do that training here today, but like, I advise a lot on this in our help desk for HR group and in support. You know, people are always writing me and saying, how do we do this? And we have templates and we have all sorts of things that we give out to folks, because workplace violence is real. And you've got to have those protocols in place, not only to meet the safety of your company and, you know, your workers, but it's the law. You know, OSHA says you got to keep people safe, and whatever that looks like, you got to keep people safe. So just one more thing to think about.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's one of those things too, where, you know, I mean, you know, physical safety, but also, you know, like emotional safety and things like that. We actually, well, we just launched the gossip training thing, because I mean, if this is something that got out into the office, I mean, obviously, you know, I would hope that, you know, the HR person wouldn't start spreading this around, you know, and start talking to everybody about it. But if whomever called into the office, you know, happened to be related to, you know, the person in question that they were accusing, and they happened to be, you know, friends with a couple people in the office because they went to the Christmas party or the holiday party, whatever, and then they started talking and things get around, and like you said, things can get blown way out of proportion really fast. And so, you know, that's another situation where, you know, that now all of a sudden this person is degraded beyond reason, because just because of some stupid rumor and some office gossip.
Yeah. And
that,
you know,
really come back to bite you.
Oh yeah. And, you know, you mentioned the gossip thing that we just launched, and, you know, that's why it got created, is because we had members of our group who said, we're dealing with all these issues, and some of the top issues were COVID related gossip. You know, and so we're dealing with all these, and that's one reason. One of the members who submitted an outline to us said, I need a piece specifically for our managers and supervisors. So section one is for everybody, but section two is directed at management, at leadership, because we have a whole other level of responsibility there when it comes to gossip and confidentiality and things like that. So yeah, I mean, again, just another piece of this puzzle that things have gotten ramped up, and we don't know when. I mean, the ramping doesn't seem to be trailing off, put it that way. You know, even when COVID dies down, people are still in this heightened state. So now Sarah says, be careful on validating an employee who works for you, because you don't know if the person that's on the other line is looking to find that person to do them harm. Exactly. And so that's what we were saying, Sarah, like, you know, this is, they're trying to do them financial harm and workplace harm, you know? So what's the next level up, right?
Yeah.
What's the next level up? So we have to be careful with that for sure.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, good talk.
Yeah. Thank you everybody for joining us. I've seen a couple people pop in after we started, so thank you all for coming in. And a couple people came and go. You know, I know we got busy work days. Come back and watch the video later. It'll be in our Facebook group, so you'll have plenty of time, you know, throughout the day to come back and check us out.
Yeah.
And, so. No. I'm sorry. Well, I was gonna say before we end, I wanted to let everybody know too. If you enjoyed the video that we're doing right now, in a couple hours we do have our boss call, which is for our members. It's gonna be, what's the subject again, Lise? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head.
It's the new COBRA subsidy and the 10 pages of FAQs that were released last week.
Okay, so it will not be even remotely as fun as this, but. Which this was, I don't know. I guess we goofed off a little bit. It wasn't a fun subject, but we goofed off a little bit. But it'll be a little bit more serious, but it is definitely some information that employers need to know. So we'll have links in the description and everything that you guys can go check that out if you want to. We'll also, if you don't catch the live at 1 o'clock Central, we will have replays. So feel free to check that out too.
Sounds great. Thanks for that, Aaron, because I was going to breeze right past that. So I appreciate
you. I need
you
to get those
me.
Plugs in. Shameless plugs, man. All day, well, every day.
But it's also, we get these questions, so we might as well just tell people where we're at and what time. Absolutely. So yeah. But anyway, yeah. So go out there, you guys, you know, do your best, be audit secure, be safe, be kind, wash your hands, and do HR like a boss.
Wash your hands for at least, 2 minutes? Do it.
Do it. Do like a surgeon. 2 minutes, yes. 40 seconds or something like that. Yeah.
Boom. There you go. All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
If you would like to learn more about our team and the services we provide, head over to helpdeskforhr.com. Our 8,000 plus members enjoy the essential training, tools, and support they need to keep up with ongoing legal changes, as well as maintaining solid HR and employment law compliance. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you like what you hear, we'd love to hear from you, either by leaving us a review or you can email us at support@helpdeskforhr.com.